Good evening to those of you who are able to join us online and those who are here. The work I'm doing today, I've been doing since the 80s, would not be possible without the one who introduced me to it. In this lifetime, Senior Apostle Timothy Obadon was the leading light that led me to God and Christ. Of course, he couldn't do it without the help of my mother. Because we must never forget our mothers. They raised us while the fathers are doing what God calls them to do, whatever they want. So I am eternally grateful to both of them. But whatever you've seen in our community, that wouldn't have been possible through me without that foundation. And that inspiration continues to go all the time. And I want each of you to know that you can always call on his name. You can call on God of Timothy Obadon. You don't need to take my word for it. And he will respond. There is no time that I'm in a dilemma that I called that I don't get help. Unless they feel I need to learn this on my own. So it is not the birthday of those who came before us that is most important. It is how they live their lives and what they left behind. That's why for Christians, Christmas is Easter is a big deal, even more importantly than Christmas. Because none of us knew when we were giving birth to what we would become in this life. And so for Baba Timothy Obadon, I will talk briefly about him. Because what we're supposed to do tonight is pretty much meditation. And there's nothing any of us have gone through that they have not gone through. He's gone through things people will not even believe. But one thing that I always stand for sure is that he wholeheartedly, from my experience with him, is about God. So there's nothing they can throw at you in this world. If you turn to God, God will take care of it. He said to me once, he said, son, we were sitting in the living room of the ashram. He said, look at me. My love for you will never diminish. But circumstances may come where I may promise you something and I'm not able to fulfill it. And you'll be disappointed, not because I wanted to disappoint you. Things will happen in your life that you yourself will be disappointed about yourself, even about life. See, one thing that is sure is that there is one existence, and that is God. Not anyone else, that is God. That will never disappoint you, even though you may not understand the ways of God. And that has stayed with me over the years, even when I faced my own challenges. And he was saying it because Spirit moved him to talk, to say, son, life is not a walk in the park. Things will happen, but never depart from the ways of God. That's your only salvation. That's your only victory. That's what's going to bring you peace and happiness. And if you really want something, you go to God, not to anyone else. And that is why in the community that I grew up in, that he was the founder and the leader, he welcomed everyone. Muslims will come, those who even say they are atheists, when issues come, they all come and he welcomes them. And one thing that I learned from him, if somebody wants to leave their path, because he was blessed with that gift, He can see things that will make your head scramble. If he's not, and they want to join the community, our church, he will say, why do you want to leave your path? Did God take leave of absence? He encourages them to stay on their path. It's the same God. Don't say because God is working miracles here, you have to leave that and come here. It's the same God. And it used to really bother me and bother others, like, well, the church is not going to grow if you keep telling people to stay on their path. And what happened? The church grew. They had so many branches all over the place. And so he says, there is God in absolutely everything. Even in Satan. Because nobody else has that beginning and the end. God is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end of all things. And that's the sure way for you to live a formidable, a joyful, and a prosperous life. Even as I speak, I can feel his presence telling me, speak, son. There's only one God. There is nothing else. And so we celebrate that one God. It's not about him. That's why our song we show that. It's about his God, the God he believed in. The God that led him and said, on this path, you come to me through Jesus Christ. And even in Jesus Christ embraced them all, didn't he? And if we are able to do that and follow his footsteps, his inspirations, then all will be well with us. It's not our imperfection. Because none of us, even him and others, because they have to grow. So they were not perfect. But the way they live their life, you can surely tell God is guiding them. And that's what we should do for ourselves. We should let God guide us, no matter what challenges, no matter how life is going for us. So I welcome his God into our community all every day. I welcome his spirit to continue to bless us and guide us. To know that we are not alone. God is with us at all times. And that's all that matters. Even if the whole world is crumbling, if everything is being demolished and annihilated, God remains the same. So our song is about that. God and our God of Obadiah, God of Timothy, God of Obadiah, show us the way of light. Today in Nigeria, wherever his churches are, even here in the United States, people are celebrating the memory of what God did through him. And for me personally, it is a big deal because none of the things that God has called me to do would have been possible without his continuous guidance. He's physically gone, but his spirit lives on. He lives on in me. He lives on in all of us of this community. And we should embrace that. Like I said before, you can call on his God, his spirit to help you. And I would love to see when you do that, if you get a response. So we thank God for what God has done through him. And I will share a little bit of what happened. And then we will do these songs and there will be no more conversation. And we just meditate. And please, during your meditation, choose something that is meaningful to you. Something that you want. That you want God to, you want to know that there's a signature of God all over you, all over your life work. And ask God to reveal that, to bring you solutions, to bless you, just like he's blessed him, to honor you, just like God honored. Because God always honors his children that does his work. For those of you who doesn't know about the Ark of Covenant, when Senior Apostle Timothy O'Biden was a headmaster, that's what they called them in those days, school principal, he didn't know much about the Ark and all of that. And we're talking in the 50s now. And he was told in spirit to construct a box. He followed exactly what spirit asked him to do. And it's like having a gazebo at the back of your house. The house we lived in had, you could say, gazebo. He kept it there because he didn't know what to do with it. And behind the property is a cemetery that belongs to that church. So not until he met who we call his guru, his own teacher, did he know what he had. And his teacher, may God bless his soul, until he left his body in 1964, because he had a great follower. And I think Senior Apostle Timothy O'Biden was the last of his disciples that showed up. And people say he was the one he loved the most. And they still felt he poured that gift of himself into Timothy O'Biden. Because soul recognizes soul. That's the way it works. It's not who started what. You recognize those who have done the work, you have been called to work with. None of us would be together as a community if we're not meant to be in each other's lives. So his guru told the rest of them, he said, none of them is allowed to construct the ark, because he had the ark given to him, and those arks are still present. Say, except Timothy O'Biden, because he was given the ark before he even met him. And that ark is a powerhouse. Until today, they celebrate that in our community that we belong to. And there is nothing you take before the ark that God does not do wonderful things. So the saints just don't become saints from the beginning. Like the rest of us, they evolve. Because he didn't know much about the ark, now he knows. And the ark has his own house, and literally his own house. It's not in the auditorium of the church. Why? Because God's presence, because our thoughts are not of God's thoughts. So when that kind of power exists, you cannot be where everybody's thinking of money, of all kinds of things. Has to be that period. That's why it has its own separate compound. And nobody goes in there. Unless he himself doesn't go in there until spirit instruct him, okay, time to go there. But they do this celebration. So if you think you have challenges that is beating you up, please listen to this story. When he was a school principal, he was falsely accused and arrested and put in jail. This was during British colonialism. You know, Nigeria didn't have independence then. I guess it's appropriate. King Charles become king today while we're celebrating St. Apostles Obado's remembrance. He was stripped to his boxer shorts. He was fingerprinted and all of that. And he said he didn't do it. Why was he arrested? There was a big check that the independent school district gave, and that check was, you know, they thought he stole it and all of that. And he said, I had nothing to do with it. So later on, they found out, no, the school district itself made the mistake. He had nothing to do with it. So he was released with great apology to him. If it were here during this time, he would have sued them, wouldn't he? During his lifetime, he's known as a man of integrity and very truthful. And he doesn't like to waste anybody's time. If he says 6 o'clock, unlike me, it's 6 o'clock. And he loves children. I guess he followed Jesus Christ. Children love to see him and they will sit on his lap. They want, you know, sometimes he give them candies, you know. Not to send them to the dentist, but, you know, cookies and candies. If you think the life challenges you face, that God is beating up on you, then listen to this. He was spiritually, psychically attacked. That he thought, well, I guess this is the end of me. And these were by the same people who professed to follow Jesus Christ. They are on the mountaintop. It's like an annual retreat. You can imagine we're on the mountaintop like Mount Hood or Mount Bachelors. And it's filled with people from all over the world. But because his star is shining, because that's the way God wants it. So never be jealous of anyone. Everyone has their own path that God has chosen for them. His path was, he will be well known in this lifetime. God is going to do great things through him. And some of his fellow, they didn't like that. That who is he? So they went into the part of the darkness and attacked him. And while they were on the mountain, he couldn't breathe. His own disciples were around him. And one of them noticed, like, what's going on with our leader? And what did he do? For someone who has been blessed spiritually with that power, that he could just say things and things will happen. None of that matters at that moment. And he said, Lord, do not deliver my life, my soul, into the hands of these people. That's all he said. He couldn't call an angel or use a mantra that would make everything shake. No. And that spirit went out of him and touched the firstborn of the leader of those group who attacked him spiritually. And that son immediately passed out. Because that's what they wanted for him. But God did not do that. And how did they come about his business? They had an umbrella because it was very sunny, you know. It was in that umbrella they had done whatever they needed to do. And he wasn't, they wanted to make him the leader after their guru passed. He said, no, it's not for me to step in. You are before me. You guys be the leader. I will still continue to follow. So in that case, that umbrella should not have been given to him because he's not the leader. But they placed it upon him, like God gave Jonah the tree to cover him up. Placed it upon him so that the sun won't shine upon him. And they deprived him of his life. But he said that, and God delivered him. And even made his reputation even higher, because now those people knew there's nothing they could do to him. Because they were so sure that they would kill him. There are so many stories one can tell, but I will say the last one, and we'll go into meditation. Because this one, I was a participant in it. In the ashram, because people will line up, they are waiting to have sessions with him. So from Monday to night, he was a very busy man. And the ashram is in the valley. If it's God's will, we'll be able to go there and visit all of us. So people come up and then they take the staircase down. And here comes a woman. Say, I want to see the man of God. And people say, look, there are others here. You can't just come. There are others. Say, I want to see. And he started screaming on top of her voice. You will not let me see the man of God, because all of what you guys care about, you cater to the wealthy and the rich. She was screaming, and I happened to be in the compound at that time. And ego for me and justice, sometimes they don't go together. See, the man of God, he caters only to the rich. And I thought, who is he talking? Is he talking about my father? Heck no, I'm not going to take this. And I ran to go and grab and say, what are you doing? And I could hear his voice from his office where he said, do not touch that woman. Leave her alone. And all the monks, they all, you know. And I learned a lesson there. You do not know whom God is using. It's a way of God showing, even if you are held in high position, you humble yourself in the presence of God, that humility. He didn't have to come out. And he explained to the one, look, do they look wealthy? This is what the monks were saying, you know. And he told the lady, go in peace. God will bless you. We never saw the lady again. But the story is, will you act based on your ego, what you think you are, your importance, if you think you are so important? Or will you welcome God in whatever form God chooses to show up? The monks, they learned something that day. I learned something that day. And all the people who were waiting to see what God would do for them through him, they all learned something that day. Because each of us have a pain. We do not know how we will resolve it, but God has a way of resolving it. So tonight, I welcome you in that celebration of the remembrance of the man of God. Let us know it is God we came here to honor. May that God that lives in all of creation, that lives in us, may he continue to guide us as he guided. And may the word of Christ that he followed be our own shining word for all of eternity. In Christ's name, amen. Let us do our song and we go into meditation. May Almighty God, who created all things, may He bless us with the deep devotion of our hearts. May all our needs be met easily, effortlessly, harmoniously. May the divine grace pour forth upon each and every one of us as we freely choose to follow God's will. O God of Timothy Obadan, we thank you for bringing all of us together tonight. Wherever we are, wherever we may go, whomever we may meet, may your abiding love, may your Holy Spirit, and may your grace pour forth, nourish us, heal us, restore us to wholeness, illuminate and awaken us, that we will walk the path of the faithful, and that we will be filled with the spirit of gratitude. We thank you for bringing healing to every member of our community, wherever they may be, our families and loved ones, our friends, well-wishers and benefactors, our neighbors and neighborhood, and all God's children everywhere. May the peace of Almighty God, the Father, Mother, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with each and everyone, bringing us to a place of peace, harmony, a place of prosperity, joy, and celebration. May Almighty God's name be glorified from one end of the world to the other. May God, who is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end of all things, bless us abundantly and bring us into oneness with Him. May this be our faith in this lifetime, knowing, loving, celebrating the oneness of God, and submitting to God's purpose, plan, and will for us. May we, in triumph and victory, be victorious over all suffering, and may all impediments, obstacles, and barriers be removed. May we be filled with the peace and grace of Almighty God, under the law of grace, by the power of victory, by the power of victory, by the power of victory, our spirit wills, we ask for God's blessings, now and forevermore, and so it is. Amen.
Amen.